When people hear about 24-hour teeth, they think, is that possible? And more than likely, is it safe to do it in that short a time frame?
Well, Duncan, you went through the permanent teeth in 24-hour process. So today I'm going to put you on the hot seat and ask you questions about these concerns that people might have about it.
Bring it on. I'm honest about this. I'll answer any question.
All right, Duncan, question number one. Do you really get your permanent set of teeth in 24 hours? Walk me through, you know, from surgery to getting your teeth. Was it 24 hours? What did that look like?
The night before I came in and had 24 teeth removed, I got the call from the anesthesiologist, and he explained the process, basically a comfort call to let me know what it was going to be. I come in that morning, and he's there, the doctor, the staff's there. They tell me what they're going to do. And frankly, I don't remember any of that conversation because when they stuck the needle in my arm, I was out like that. And I woke up, my wife drove us home. I don't remember the drive home. And I slept. I woke up the next morning. I think I had a protein shake. And I came back in the afternoon, and they put these in. Exactly what they told me was going to happen is what happened. It was 24 hours.
So I'm curious, you know, because obviously surgery is a big deal, you know, and you're coming back in 24 hours later to get those teeth in. So the next question we have is, you know, wouldn't getting it done that quickly the next day, wouldn't that be painful? What was that like for you?
When they put the teeth in, there was no pain at all. What I experienced and what I was told was I didn't have much swelling, but they put the teeth in. I got uppers and lowers. They put those in, and I was surprised at how tight they were. I somehow had in my mind, not because anybody told me, that they'd be loose, and I think that came from the stories I had heard of dentures and how crummy they were. And so I was just stunned that they were so tight. And when you looked at them, when I looked at them, they looked like regular teeth. And so I was thrilled from the second I saw them. And again, no pain.
Wow.
They put these two things in and cause no pain. How do you do that?
That's incredible.
That was incredible to me.
And I know, you know, everyone is different in terms of pain after surgery or discomfort, but, you know, did you feel any discomfort after the fact of the teeth being in your mouth?
I felt some discomfort. I've never thought of myself as this big macho tough guy that, you know, pain doesn't hurt. I'm like any other normal person. If you hurt me, I'm going to say, ouch. And if you hurt me twice in a row, I'm going to get mad. I didn't have any of that. After I woke up, the numbing was still in my mouth, so there wasn't that. The next day, there just wasn't pain to it. Discomfort, yes, because I said I noticed how tight it was, but I looked in the mirror and saw these things and thought, gosh, the worst that's happening to me is a little discomfort. I think I can manage that. So that's what we did.
I have to ask, too, you know, during this process, people might ask, you know, is this safe to do in 24 hours? So I have to ask, did you feel safe? Did you feel comfortable during this process? And how did they even make it happen so quickly?
I felt safe in the 24-hour process from the minute I spoke with the doctor. She was so knowledgeable and so able to explain what was going on. And I'm real grateful because, again, I don't think this was me making some big deal decision. She said it could be done. And I said, all right, because I trust you. I didn't come into the process with fear and anxiety. And I think that, for me, was key. I came in with excitement. I was thrilled to be there. So the way my brain thinks, if she'd have told me Now, when we're going to do this, I'm going to have you stand on your head, and we're going to have these people. They're going to keep you upright, but we're going to take your teeth out while you're standing on your head. Quite frankly, as silly as that sounds, I'd have done it. She'd have had to have stopped me from doing that because I wouldn't have gotten the joke at that point. Her assurance to me was that she had this covered, and the reality was 24 hours later, I see that she's absolutely correct.
Wow.
And fear and anxiety block a person from having the ability to go there, and that just breaks my heart. Because I look back, and this is just so cool. So anyway, that's
well,
my story.
That's why you're here, Duncan, to help answer these questions, to help alleviate, hopefully, some fear for some people.
I hope so. I would just love to be able to give them a big hug and say, you're in good hands. Doesn't matter whether you're doing this in Denver or Timbuktu. The Nuvia office, they do things so similar that I don't know that I could tell the difference as the person on the receiving end, whether I got it done in Denver or Timbuktu.
And the cool thing is, too, you know, all they focus on is the full mouth arches, right? I'm sure that feels comforting in a sense as well.
Oh, yeah, because what they're doing, they put you into you stand in front of a machine that does x-rays of your head and your teeth and things. And when I looked at that, I had never seen that before. My experience had been sitting in a dentist chair and having them stick something in my mouth and bite on it and say, hold it right there. And then they would move it, then move it. And after six or eight of those, while it wasn't painful, it was just aggravating. And I didn't want to do that again. I stood, and they took a picture of everything. And again, the next thing I'm seeing is the doctor's explaining what's going to happen with the teeth I've got in my mouth and how they're going to put new ones in. And thankfully, again, I had confidence in her so that I didn't have to go through the significant emotions of, well, what if, you know, maybe she's not. No, I got it.
So let's get to one of the biggest topics, you know, cost. Wouldn't this whole process be more expensive? What does, I guess, that aspect look like?
Again, a doctor told me before, we're going to have a year and a half worth of work. Now, I have no clue because she didn't give me a documented amount of what that would cost. It was going to take a year and a half to do. And I wonder what that would have looked like by comparison to this. What I paid, my initial cost, paid for everything. And I'm 4 years later. I've not had been requested another bill for anything. And that wasn't the way a dentist ever worked in my life. I would go in with the dentist, and you all know this, you've got a tooth that needs to be filled, and they'd tell you some price. And then by the time you get to the front office, that price has gone up significantly because there were little things along the way that they didn't expect. That's just not the way Nuvia works, at least not for me. I got a monthly payment plan, and in 6 months, paying it for 6 months, we thought, why don't we just put this on the remainder of our mortgage payment? And so we just did that, and I don't feel it at all. Worth every penny. And if you want to see a range of how much that would cost, you could look at the dental implant cost guide down there, and you can get a good understanding of what your situation would be.
Okay, the next question I want to ask has to do with eating. What can you eat after receiving your 24-hour smile? Is it really soft foods right away, or do you have to be on liquid for a little bit? What did that look like?
right after, again, I had 24 teeth pulled, and I was pretty much out of it when I got home. I had Bluebell ice cream, my favorite, and I had Boost. And so I had a protein shake so that I got some nutrition in me. And so that first night, I didn't attempt to chew anything because I had no teeth in there. The next day, what Nubia told me was, you can eat whatever you want to that you can cut with the fork, a plastic fork. You know, it's amazing. I'm the pickiest eater I've ever met in my life, and I never went hungry in my 4 months with Nubia. Spaghetti, lasagna, two of my favorites, and it's remarkable what you can eat with a plastic fork. And once again, if you're one of those people that just gets crazy anxiety about, well, I can't eat what, and then you fill in the blank, just take this as a big hug of me saying it's okay. I didn't lose an ounce of weight when I was in my 4 months. So whatever I was eating was keeping the weight on. And again, I had no issues. I was shown how to care for my teeth, and I did that multiple times a day. And here I sit, almost 4 years later, they're as pretty as they were when I got them. So
yeah, they are. You know, you mentioned the 4 months. So 4 months is kind of, you know, the healing period. Mm-hmm. And they gave you the go-ahead at 4 months to eat. Eat what? Tell me. What can you eat with your dental implants?
At 4 months, I could eat anything I wanted to. And so what I ate, my first meal was, I used to make what is called chalupas. We call them chalupas. It's a Mexican dish. And you just put ground beef and cheese and all kinds of sauces on a hard tortilla and you eat it. And I made that for my first meal, and I ate a number of those. Not a problem. My next meal was a steak. Again, not a problem. And people talk about the new teeth. It's so difficult to chew and to get used to it. And that's true if you had crummy teeth like I had. I don't think my teeth ever went together necessarily because they were so bad. And so when I got a full mouth of teeth, I shocked myself almost daily with, oh my gosh, these go together. And so, again, thankful. I'm not anxious about that. I've turned it into a daily routine. When I realized my teeth came together, I do this multiple times a day just to laugh at myself.
So as you're eating these foods, you're adjusting to your new teeth, you're learning the ropes, mm-hmm. with your new smile, right? So do they feel durable? Is this really your final set? Was that your final set? You know, is this something that actually lasts?
Well, I'm in April of this year, 2025, this will be 4 years I've had these in my mouth. I've gone back to Nuvia once a year, and they've looked at them, and they said to me, things are good, no problem. I can tell you, there's not a chance on the planet, if I'd have kept my old teeth, I'd have gone 4 years without being in a dentist chair. In fact, one of the prompts that got me to Nuvia was, I had just come back from a new dentist who said, after giving me an exam, I've got a year and a half worth of dental work ahead of me so she can fix my teeth. This. That's fixed teeth. And to not have one issue, that's amazing. And the people that I've talked to on the Smile Maker Club page, sometimes they'll have an issue and Nuvia. And the response is, Nuvia says, come in, we'll take care of it. And they do. And I have no doubt that that's what they would have done for me. Just come on in, take care of it. We're not going to charge you. That's crazy making.
I have to ask as well. I've seen people in the Small Maker Club group bring up something that's called, they call it a gap in the teeth. And maybe that could be a concern for people looking to get this done as well. So can you kind of talk about what they're talking about and if that's normal?
I think often when you first get your teeth, depending on how much swelling you have, things can be tight like it was for me. And then when the swelling goes down, then there's a gap between your gum and the new teeth. And the answer to that is simply call Nuvia and ask them, can you go come in and get those tightened a little bit because the gap. If you have a problem with what you think is a gap in your teeth, Nuvias can answer that because they know what it's like for people to what they're going to go through, whereas the first time you do it, you could be clueless. So again, fear and anxiety pop in there and, oh my gosh, it's not working. I didn't have any sense of there being a gap. It never even crossed my mind. I didn't have chunks of food hanging out of the top or the lower end of my implants.
So what you're saying is, yeah, it can definitely depend on the person, and but it's normal. It's not an issue. Nuvia
no.
can adjust it. And I know also Ricky was talking about this the other day, that there might still be a tiny little gap too, just so you can help clean it, right? Like
sure.
Agra even adjusted, there might be a little one just for cleaning purposes.
Absolutely. No, when I first started doing this, I would take my water pick and go all through my mouth, and I would find the tiniest of pieces of food. By looking at it, I couldn't tell you what it was. I didn't know. I couldn't tell. But that's what simply gets lodged behind. I started doing something I call swishing. Just happened to have my glass with me. And so what I learned was the swishing acted like the water pick. It put pressure on my gums to move that out, and I typically swallow whatever I'm swishing. I have at times gone right to brushing my teeth after that just to see. And then when I spit out the toothpaste and things, that sink is clear.
Wow.
There's nothing there. So some people are able to floss, and I never have. And again, I called Nuvia when I couldn't quite get that to work. The doctor said, don't worry about flossing. Do the water pick and the swishing. You'll be fine. And 4 years later, I think I'm still fine.
I think so too.
Well, thank you.
Duncan, thank you so much for answering these questions on the hot seat today. Again, if you want to download the Dental Implant Cost Guide, you can check it out in the description below. Until next time,
keep smiling.
Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or review goes a long way in helping others find it too.